for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 45. Tonight, clear with a low of 23. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The City of Fairfield will conduct a citywide cleanup next Saturday, April 10th, from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Street and Bridge Department at 908 East King Street. The service is for city residents only, and a utility bill stub or driver's license will be required to dispose of waste. Commercial contractors will not be allowed. Dumpsters will be on hand for general waste, metal and appliances, and tires. Light truck tires can be disposed of for $3 each, passenger car tires $2 each, and ATV tires $1 each. Electronics, construction and remodeling debris, yard waste, liquid paint, batteries, concrete, bricks, asbestos items, and items considered hazardous waste will not be accepted. Residents should line up on East King, and they'll be required to unload their own items, though city personnel will be available to assist with heavy materials if needed. Anyone with questions or concerns should contact City Hall at 842-2294. More news next.
Hi folks, it's Sandy at Gill Sales. Well, here we are a year later and still hanging in. What a year we've been through. Appliances are still not back to any kind of normal, but we have managed to keep the store stocked pretty well for the most part. We currently have most Speed Queen washers and dryers in stock. Stainless steel French door refrigerators, electric and gas ranges, and dishwashers are also available. So if you are in need of a kitchen makeover or just a replacement, come see us. That's Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. God bless us all.
You've been on the road for hours, covered 527 miles, listened to 3 podcasts, had 2 calls with your mom and 1 with your sister, and you're really hungry. And look at that. There's a McDonald's 1 mile up ahead meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, enjoy a McDouble and small fries or a McChicken and small fries. Each bundle just $2.50. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Mobile order and pay available at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
In other news, the Wayne County Courthouse will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday, meaning today and Monday are the final days to vote there for the upcoming consolidated election. Voting may be done during normal business hours today, and the courthouse will have special hours of 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Monday. County Clerk Liz Ann Woodrow said, as of this morning, 209 people had voted early at the courthouse, and 130 mail-in ballots had been requested, with most already returned. The Edwards County Courthouse will also be closed tomorrow, but it will be open Saturday from 8:30 to 11 a.m. It will also be open for voting on Monday from 8 to 4, and it won't be open to vote on Tuesday. County Clerk Mary Beth Smith said, as of this morning, 54 people had voted early in Edwards County at the courthouse, and 6 mail-in ballots had been returned. The Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will meet Wednesday at 6 at the Center Street Boardroom. The meeting will begin with citizen non-agenda items, and the board will then move to closed session, where it will discuss the appointment, employment, compensation, performance, discipline, or dismissal of specific employees, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body. Following that session, the board is scheduled to adjourn for the night. State Representative Adam Niemerg says his first piece of legislation in his first term in office has passed unanimously out of the Elementary and Secondary Education, Administration, Licensing, and Charter Schools Committee. House Bill 217 would allow school districts to decide if they would like to put the words, "In God We Trust," back on public school buildings in the state. Niemerg says, "In God We Trust" is the official motto of the United States.
Now more than ever, I think it's important to remember our nation is founded and who we are and what we stand for and our religious freedom. But also with the pandemic, with other things going on in our nation, I think it's really important to remember who we are as founded and have that reflection of our religious freedom. And also, it's our nation's motto. So it's a good opportunity to have our motto placed inside schools as well.
He says it appears on courthouses and is printed on money that people see every day, and his bill simply permits its use on schools. It does not mandate the phrase to be displayed, and every community would be able to use its own standards and decision-making process. Businessman Gary Rabine announced he will seek the Republican nomination for Illinois governor in 2022 earlier this week. Rabine joins former State Senator Paul Schimpf and current State Senator Darren Bailey as the officially declared candidates for the primary. Rabine touted his business acumen in the announcement and said he would establish a recovery plan with a goal of creating at least 50,000 jobs per year by 2024. He also said he would aim to cut property taxes by at least 50% by 2024, although property taxes are set by local units of government. Fairfield Community High School will have a production of the play Clue on April 16th and 17th. Assistant Principal Bobby Wells says the event should be streamed for everyone to see, and some people will be allowed to view it in person, though the exact number is unknown.
We're just kind of in a holding pattern, but of course, even if we don't, we will broadcast that through streaming in some capacity, so people will be able to see that.
Appearing on the Community Connection last month, Wells also spoke on the air conditioning project for the Mule Barn. The FCHS Board of Education approved Basinger to advertise for bids for the work at its last meeting, and Wells says, hopefully, the gym should have a different feeling next fall.
Depending upon when the air conditioning gets started, because it's going in this summer, folks. So, one more summer of back sweat and everything else in the early fall, and then after that, hopefully, everything is going to be, by the time you get into the Mule Barn next fall for volleyball, it'll be nice and climate controlled.
FCHS Homecoming is scheduled for this Saturday and will be held outdoors. The first home varsity football game will be that afternoon at 1 o'clock against Hamilton County. Frontier Community College's adult education program is registering for the second 8 weeks of the spring semester and the summer semester, according to FCC's Angel McGuire. She says the program is through the IECC as a whole, not just FCC.
There are about, in our service area, about 11,000 individuals without their high school diploma, 16 and up. Wow. So ages 16 and up. And so we know that there's a need. We don't even scratch the surface on the people that actually come into our program, but we know that they're there. And so we're going to continue to do what we do and provide those services. And we don't want to be a best kept secret anymore. We want to get the word out and let them know that we provide not only GED classes, adult basic education, adult secondary education. We also provide English as a second language. And we work with job skills and life skills. We help build those. We have classes called Career Bridges that help them build those skills so that they can get out there and either further their education or go on in the workforce or move up in the position that they already have.
Appearing on the Community Connection Tuesday, McGuire also spoke on the Adult Volunteer Literacy Program.
Sheriff Wilson is our coordinator for all of IECC, and so we have tutors out there that will help learners come in, learn how to read. We do have several that are at that NRS level of nine and below, meaning that they read less than a ninth grade reading level. Some of them are way lower than that, and that's what it qualifies to get somebody as a learner into that tutoring program. We have several students in the tutoring program, but we have several community members who are not actually enrolled as students coming in, gaining those skills, and working with our volunteer tutors. There's no cost, no fee. And we provide those services. We match the tutor with the learner, and we make sure that it's in their area. It's just 1 hour a week for the tutor and 1 hour a week for the learner, or it could be more.
Anyone seeking more information on adult education can call FCC at 842-3711. Fairfield FFA members participated in several Section 23 FFA contests recently. The public speaking team had a successful night in Albion this week, with Sarah McGeehee placing third in prepared speaking, Lainey Clark third in extemporaneous speaking, Maddie Koontz fourth in extemporaneous speaking, Reagan Wells fourth in prepared speaking, and Chase Klein ninth in FFA Creed. The Fairfield FFA Quiz Bowl team went 2-2 at the Quiz Bowl CDE at Albion, and team members included Madison Oliver, Lainey Clark, Braxton Major, Sarah McGeehee, Trenton Jones, Chase Klein, Maddie Koontz, and Reagan Wells. Fairfield also took part in parliamentary procedure in Olney, and those team members included Chris Henry, Madison Oliver, Trenton Jones, Sarah McGeehee, Braxton Major, and Connor Dagg. The annual Wayne City FFA banquet, hosted by the Wayne City FFA alumni, will be held at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, April 10th in the Wayne City High School gym. All attendees will be required to have a ticket to enter, and people should have a mask upon entry. Tickets cost $10, and they may be purchased by calling Greg Dickey at 838-6773, David Reed at 839-0842, Isaac Loker at 895-6444, or Jennifer Earhart at 214-8294. Tickets can also be purchased at the Bean Capital Banking Center in Wayne City. There will not be an auction this year, only dinner and the recognition banquet. The Edwards County Health Office reported 4 new cases of COVID-19 from March 25th through yesterday, bringing its total to 552. 3 people were in isolation. Wabash County announced 1 case yesterday and sat at 1,287. 12 people were in isolation. Hamilton County added 3 cases to reach 785, and Wayne County did not release an update. The State Department of Public Health announced 2,592 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 28 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,244,585 cases and 21,301 deaths. The preliminary statewide case positivity rate for March 24th through the 30th was 3.3%. The southern region had a rate of 1.5% on the 28th, up from 1.4% on the 27th. Illinois has reached a key metric to reducing COVID-19 restrictions. 70% of people 65 and older have now received at least 1 dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. But as long as hospital admissions continue to rise in some portions of the state, especially in northern Illinois, the state will not advance to the bridge phase. The number of COVID-19 cases has also been going up statewide, and the IDPH continues to urge people to wear a mask, socially distance, and avoid crowds as much as possible. Meanwhile, Chicago officials say they will stop letting fans into Wrigley Field and Guaranteed Rate Field, as well as to bars and restaurants, if COVID-19 cases keep climbing. Today is opening day at Wrigley, and the Cubs plan to allow up to 25% of total capacity, or a bit more than 10,000 fans. The first home game for the White Sox will be April 8th. As April begins, freeze notice meteorologist Dan Hicks says the state should stay dry for a few days.
Well, I think we're going into a pattern with less precipitation across the Midwest. We've had some, fairly substantial precip across the Midwest over the past 2 or 3 weeks. I think that may have slowed some early field work in the Midwest, and certainly our neighbors to the south have had some problems with heavy rain. The weather pattern into next week, I think, is going to favor more dry days, kind of changeable temperatures, not a lot of precipitation. This temperature is cooling down below normal for the first few days of April. Then it looks like a rapid warm-up coming in late this week into the weekend. So I think that, in general, we're going to see better drying conditions on numerous days into next week, and relatively light precipitation. I think that will probably lead to generally an increase in field work across the Midwest as we move into those first several days of April.
He also says most of Illinois should hit 70 on Easter Sunday. The state is offering a guide to help schools decide how to spend $7 billion in federal COVID-19 relief money. Kim Howard has the story.
Education experts put the 180-page Learning Renewal Resource Guide together, offering suggestions on how districts can use the money to help students struggling through the pandemic. That may include tutoring, counseling, boosting enrollment in preschool, after-school apprentice programs, and more, says State School Superintendent Carmen Ayala.
We are now presented with a unique opportunity to transform systems of learning for students, to reshape our new normal so that our students return to an education system that is more equitable, more individualized, and more responsive to their needs.
Schools will be asked for their thoughts on how well the initiatives are working and for any additional suggestions. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Smithfield Bone and Butt Portion Ham, $1.39 a pound. 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, $1.99. Fresh sweet potatoes, 99 cents a pound. Fresh asparagus, 99 cents a pound. Fairfield Save-A-Lot is closed Easter Sunday. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main. Currently in Fairfield, it is 42. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 33,131, up 149. The NASDAQ is at 13,449, up 202. May crude oil is at $60.54. That is up $1.38. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 90-year-old Fairfield resident Ruth Delaney died on Tuesday. Ruth Delaney is survived by children James, Elmer, Carolyn, and Rebecca, 5 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 1 brother, and several nieces and nephews. Per her request, Ruth Delaney's body was cremated, and there will be no formal services at this time. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if your surgeon could move his hands with the precision of a robot? What if his eyes could see with the power of a three-dimensional microscope? What if you could have surgery with less pain and a shorter recovery? With Asbury & Associates, you can. By using the Da Vinci robot, Dr. David Asbury has helped redefine the science of surgery.
When experience matters, call Dr. Asbury, the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, calling for sunny skies with a high near 45, northwest winds as high as 23 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, widespread frost after midnight, otherwise clear with a low around 23. Friday, calling for widespread frost before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high of 50 and a low around 32. Sunny on Saturday with a high of 62 and a low of 42, and mostly sunny skies in the forecast for Sunday. Sunday's high 68 with a low of 48.